This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Opening the door to another great hour of professional conversation from professional broadcasters Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the air on the DJV show. Hi. Everybody's holding everything together. We're doing very well in your, if I do say so myself, in your behalf, in your stead. So let's, there's something about people who start a program by saying, hey, it's great to be here. How are you doing? Time to talk with us. No, let's just get right to it. Although every once in a while I do manifest a little different focus because I like for the ladies who are working here on the program to feel welcomed and at home and comfortable and good about where they are. Okay, ladies, you're feeling good about where you are? Everything good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, smooth. Okay. All right, Jennifer, get to it, will you please?
All right, the world's strongest man is trending. Brian Shaw is his name. He's a four-time world's strongest man winner. Now, to keep up his size, he's 6'8" and 415 pounds. He's from Brighton, Colorado, and he uses his YouTube channel to chronicle his diet, to let people know exactly what he eats to get to keep this title, right? He consumes 12,000 calories and 6 pounds of meat each day to maintain his frame, according to his YouTube channel. And he's trending for a really crazy reason. First of all, a lot of people try to challenge him. A lot of fans of his try to challenge him with food challenges, and he'll often take on his fans. He actually, most notably recently, took on a Chick-fil-A challenge, which he called the Cheat Meal Challenge at Chick-fil-A, and he consumed 14,000 calories on video. It's been viewed nearly 2 million times. So just a couple of days ago, and this has been trending ever since, it's so funny, a couple of users suggested that Shaw do an eating challenge with Taco Bell. And he's used to pushing his body to the limit to perform. He agreed, although it did not go well. In the video, which was just uploaded on his YouTube channel, he begins by ordering nearly the entire Taco Bell menu. None of the vegetarian options, though, he said, to be fair. If you want to know how much it would cost to order the entire Taco Bell menu minus the vegetarian options, well, he spent $120.03 on 40 items, including dessert. He toted all 5 bags home with him and started his day-long task of eating Taco Bell. Now, he attempted to eat what was 25,000 calories. He takes several breaks to inform viewers through this video that he is not enjoying his time. He said, this is the worst eating challenge I've ever taken part in. He noted that the weird sauce was his downfall as he gets sicker as the video progresses until he eventually gives up on eating every item and resigns himself to taking just one bite of each of the things, each of the burritos that he had left. He complained that the nachos were the worst he's ever seen. He said, among other problems he had with Taco Bell's menu, he didn't like the sauce on the burritos and all these other things. He said he did find a little bit of peace and happiness with the Cinnabon Delights dessert, which he said were okay. But his stomach apparently hurt so bad, he found himself sweating. His body was trying to get out, he said. And so this has been trending on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube for the last couple of days, which is pretty funny. He did survive, but I guess the sauce sort of took him for a loop in this eating challenge that
the
he
silliest
lost.
Thing. It's really silly.
Can you imagine? Keeping up your physique to be the world's strongest man requires everything on the menu at Taco Bell.
Mm. There you go. Here's another athlete we should be paying attention to, Flo Milar, 84 years old, or young, teaching seniors a thing or two. She lives up in Shelburne Bay, which is in Vermont. She said, quote, I told the people in my facility that they have a fantastic program here, and to really sign up, get active. staying active has been a part of her life. At 65, she picked up pole vaulting. She's 84 now and has become the oldest pole vaulter in the world.
Good for her.
That, do you know what it takes? The strength, speaking about strength, it takes to be able to run and basically pick up your body on this huge pole and swing it to go to another, how far you get, about 100 feet. This lady's doing a pentathlon, 5 events in one day, as she's traveling to Poland to compete in the World Masters Athletic Championships. And then in June, she's going to New Mexico to participate there in the National Senior Games. She said, I made a lot of new friends in the last 25 years. This is very inspiring. Quote, it makes me so happy to see people come up to me and say, you've inspired me, and I want to get active like you. That's a wonderful feeling, she said. She said, I'll turn 85 in June. I'm going to break a lot of new records when I get to be 85. What, there's 84-year-old, other 84-year-old pole vaulters jumping around? Wow. What a great story, huh? How'd you like to be able to do that when you're 84? Or 85, or whatever. Even doing it at your age or our age.
I was going to say, or
pole
our
vaulting.
Age.
Yeah. Pole vaulting is no easy task, and it requires great upper body physical strength in order to do it. Very hard for any man or woman to do that. Here's the story of Stephen Holcomb, the best bobsled pilot of this generation. Got a medal from the 2014 Olympics, 5 years after he appealed. Actually, he died a year or so ago. He placed third for bronze in the two-man and four-man bobsled events with Team USA. The bobsled team, those four, finished third at the Sochi Olympics 2014. In the gold medal spot was a Russian team piloted by a fellow named Alexander Zubkov. But apparently there was some question, and basically these guys were discontinued, or rather disqualified, because they were doping all the Russians. Remember that year? All the Russians, there were a lot of them, so many of them, they got disqualified because they were, they call it doping. They were drugged up. That's what they did. So these guys moved around, and eventually, after a lot of appeals, they got silver medals, and Holcomb was one of them, but he's already dead, so... they gave it to him posthumously. I don't know how he died. Okay, so I call your attention to the story Victoria started with, the largest and strongest man in the world. I call your attention to a lady named Holly Mangold, who apparently is the strongest woman in the world. She is the biggest female weightlifter of all time, weighs 415 pounds, She has represented Team USA at the London Olympics. She has a personal weightlifting record of 5,622 pounds or something like that. I don't know, a lot of whatever. But it's interesting to compare the bodies of these two people, if you're into that, looking at this woman and then looking at the man. And I, the only reason I looked at it, I wondered if there'd been any silly stuff from, for her or people of her ilk on the female side doing what this guy did at the Taco Bell. But then there are other, there's always somebody around who will try to, if it hasn't been done yet, it will be. There's not much new under the sun. People love to create circumstances. I was thinking also of Andre the Giant. Remember him, Jennifer? Who passed away last year?
Yep.
Yeah, he was 7'4". He weighed 520 pounds. How do you carry that weight all around? I mean, that's what kills you eventually, but under the circumstances. He was somebody who was very, very popular, very well-liked, kind of a sweet guy. And then there's, well, I don't know, there are legions of these people, but it's nice to know that they get recognition for their hard work, and I think that's part of this anyway. The Taco Bell incident aside. 16 past the hour on the DJV show. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of travel items. A fellow named, let's see here if I can pronounce it. That's not important. Why do I... names, you don't know who the guy is anyway. The story really isn't about who it is. It's about what he did. He was on a tour group going through the Grand Canyon, and he fell. And as he was falling to his death, he was taking pictures, which you can see online.
I have a feeling these pictures were taken before he died. I don't think he was just falling and snapping photos at the same time.
I think there probably have been somebody somewhere that did that, but what a shame. All right, anyway, Virgin has gone into the cruise business, airline business. Remember how the record business started Richard Branson off, and now he's done all kinds of other things to become one of the richest men in the world. He pretty much controls this empire himself. And when you see pictures of this new cruise liner, which is only for adults, only going to be, it's an adult, it looks so streamlined, so sleek, it looks so different from other ships that are around. I don't, it's just, maybe it's the way that it's pictured here, because basically a ship like that has to have the same accoutrement in order to stay afloat. But some of these ships now are so huge. Have you seen some of the comparatives? I saw one a couple of weeks ago of one of the contemporary, I think it was Norwegian, what do they call it, Norway, NCL, that was parked or next in the picture of the ship and the Titanic next to it. And the Titanic was the size of your thumb and next to that ship. But there's so many people, there's so many ways of getting sick. Yay, yay, yay. 21 past the hour on the DJV program.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The fabulous Pink. Music portion 24 at the hour of the DJV program. This hour, Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and I start our focus with the Pink singing Hustle. She's released a new song, and it happened to be this one. Shared the full track list for her new 8th studio album called It Hurts to Be Human. It's coming, what is it, the whole thing
comes out
release came this week, but it's out, is it 26th? Thank you. All right, so the record features songs with Khalid and Rabel and Chris Stapleton. She shows off her countryside with this thing called Hustle. You think this sounds country? I thought it sounded more pop.
Think I'm not getting a country vibe from this, but...
No, I don't either. No. Maybe because she says hustle.
Well, she's always been a badass, and the song sounds kind of like that. Warning the lover that she won't be taken advantage of. Lyrics written by her and Dan Reynolds from the Imagine Dragons. So, as Kara said, this comes out on
real
the 26th.
Country music, these people then.
Right.
Yeah, right. I wonder why she wants to be in the country.
Everybody does at some point.
Yeah, I suppose. So she got a lot of collaborators on this album. Max Martin, Shellback, a lot of stuff. It's good. You like her. I like her. By the way, I went to see the Diana Ross concert from 1988 on Central Park.
It was in movie theaters.
If you didn't have to watch her kids, especially one of her daughters, talk about how wonderful her mother was for 15 minutes, it was actually pretty good. The music, the way that she handled herself, especially there were two nights of this concert. It rained the first night, and she stayed out there in the rain. And,
well, it was
and
lightning, really, I think. That's why they had to call it off. Yeah. Dangerous.
Then they went back next night. She's always been a diva. And she enjoys that. But she was really nice to the crowd in the movie. The crowd really responded well to her. And the thing that surprised me is how few of her hits she actually sang. She was singing everybody else's music. But still, It sort of captures your attention. I would tell you for a couple of hours I was into it because I loved the music of the Supremes, and that's what I kind of thought I was going to get because she does that in most of her concerts, but in this one it was kind of different. But you got a real feel for who she was. Speaking of that, how about the feel for Salt-N-Pepa, Clark Sisters? There's a Lifetime, on the Lifetime Movie Channel, some new scripted projects, including Queen Latifah, Mary J. Blige, Missy Elliott, executive producers on a new movie that goes through the lives of gospel singers, the Clark Singers, while the Salt-N-Pepa story is being turned into a miniseries as well. Salt-N-Pepa will tell the story of, I have no credibility with this, Victoria. Somebody else do this. How do I have any credibility? Queen Latifah.
You do, actually.
With Salt-N-Pepa? How do I have credibility?
Salt-N-Pepa are my favorite. Are you kidding?
Well, that's why I said you, Jennifer, tell the story, because I don't even know who the Clark Sisters are.
That I have no idea who they are.
I mean, they're a gospel group. Let's see. Yeah. You might like them.
I probably would. I like them. Love gospel music. Thank you, Kara.
Yeah, what's just interesting to me is, I mean, I love Salt-N-Pepa's music, so it's kind of fun. And they were, like, kind of the original female rappers. Obviously, there are quite a few female rappers around now, but they were, like, the start of that, I feel like. But
yes,
I don't know.
I remember
it's cool
that.
To me that Queen Latifah and Mary J. Blige and Missy Elliott are executive producers on this. Because, I mean, I don't know.
That's a powerhouse team.
Yeah, exactly. They're super talented in music, so I'll be interested to see how they do it producing shows.
I like that Salt-N-Pepa is coming back. Not only do they have this, but they have a Vegas residency for all the hit performers from the 90s that they're behind.
Really?
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Alright, so there. Aren't you all happy I asked everybody?
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reversing a controversial funding cut. Here's more from USA Radio's Rama Malensky.
The Special Olympics will be funded.
President Trump says he will keep the Special Olympics funded. This after his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was looking to slash funding for the program designed to help children and adults with disabilities. She proposed cutting more than $17 million.
I want to fund the Special Olympics. I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
Reports are investigators looking into the deadly recent Ethiopian Airlines crash believe that an anti-stall system activated before that Boeing 737 MAX went down. The reports are that U.S. safety investigators came to that preliminary conclusion after reviewing the plane's flight data recorder. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
That's what our job is here on the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington as Victoria prepares to give us the big update.
The big update is The Big Bang Theory that has made television history. It is the CBS show that has been on for a bunch of years now, and it has surpassed Cheers for making it the longest-running multi-camera sitcom. It just shot its 276th episode earlier this week, and Cheers actually only had 275 episodes, so that's how The Big Bang Theory surpassed Cheers. And the longest-running live-action sitcom in TV history is The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, which actually shot 435 episodes between 1952 and 1966. The Big Bang Theory is currently in its 12th and final season. It debuted in 2007, and all the stars of the show got together and
posted a picture on Instagram with a big cake that had a 276 on it, so they're celebrating this big milestone. It's funny, this always kind of cracks me up, because this show has earned 52 Emmy nominations. It's won numerous Emmys throughout the years, and I have still yet to ever see a single episode. I don't know a single person who's ever seen the show, by the way. I don't know anyone who's watching this show, but it continues to just pull in all these accolades, and now 276 episodes later, it's
so. Why do you think you have paid no attention to it? Why is it that it didn't pique your interest, Victoria?
I don't know, and I've tried. You know, I've seen probably a few minutes, because it's on all the time. It's in reruns
everywhere. Reruns on all these channels.
I've seen a few minutes. Lewis and I, even just a couple weeks ago, I remember we were flipping through the channels and it was on, and we kind of paused for about 30 seconds, and the show just is so uninteresting.
Yeah, I think what it is for me is that the subject matter is really like nerdy stuff, which doesn't interest me, so then I move on real fast, and I think the jokes are designed for a sci-fi crowd. And
I guess so, yeah. It was lost on us.
So then how does it get such strong ratings under the circumstances when all of us admit, and we're all of different character and different ages and different interests, and we all collectively have no interest in it whatsoever? So who
is
the audience?
I don't know who's watching it. And it's on CBS, which is like that's the oldest demographic of any of the cable networks, so I don't understand. Maybe this is like retired physicists love this show? I don't know.
I mean, I've watched it occasionally. The thing I don't like is I feel like it's got a heavy laugh track. I don't really like shows that have that. My parents watch it sometimes. My parents have watched the spinoff. I kind of wonder if this show and like reruns are playing in doctor's offices or if they're playing places like that. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of an easily generic show.
Modern Family
is
another one.
That's not offensive that you can put on.
That's a great show. I love Modern
Family.
Really? From the very beginning.
That's very funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I must not
have a good sense
of humor.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I laugh at Jennifer's jokes, though, and yours, Victoria. I must have some kind of a sense of humor. But
why don't you like Modern Family?
I don't like Modern Family because Ed looks old. Frankly,
Ed is old, but Ed always looked old. When he was young, he
didn't look old when he was with Westerface.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
when he was unmarried with children, he looked ancient then. Now he's just ancient and a little heavier. So he looks the same. He's hilarious.
All right, speaking
of
people who look the same, Nicolas Cage, you'll be happy to know, was married for a moment, literally in time. He got married to somebody he's been dating for a year, and 4 days later decided, well, you know what, I don't really have it for you anymore. So now he's trying to get his marriage to this lady, Erica, is it Koike? How do you pronounce it, K-O-I-K-E?
Wait, no idea.
Koike?
No one even knows who she is.
No, but he's asking for an annulment in Las Vegas. They got married over the weekend, and now he's, I'll see you later. I don't want to.
Didn't he make a movie about getting married in Las Vegas?
In Las Vegas, he did. Yep.
Shouldn't he learn from that?
I hope it was a small courthouse wedding, because if I went to this wedding, if I went out of my way to go and attend this wedding, and then they got divorced a couple days later.
They applied for a marriage license on Saturday of last week and got married that night. He has been married, let's see, to Patricia Arquette, who I think is kind of a hot tamale. Lisa Marie, nobody quite understands why he...
Well, I know why he married Lisa Marie. He's obsessed with Elvis. That's so to marry Elvis, to be technically Elvis's son-in-law, that was the biggest thing in his life.
Oh, that was it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He started dressing like Elvis when they were married. It was weird.
Wasn't he in the part of the movie in Las Vegas was the Elvis thing, or wasn't there a separate movie that he was in about Elvis? Seems to
there
me
is
it
something.
Was.
I think it was in that movie. But
he was married to a waitress. For quite a long time, actually, for him, 12 years. Alice Kim was her name. Yeah, they have a daughter, a 13-year-old, Cal-El. Sounds like she came
from... He dated Charlize Theron, didn't he?
I didn't hear all of that.
Didn't he date Charlize Theron?
I think he's dated some heavyweights over the years.
I don't know. He has a daughter named after Superman.
No, she dated Sean Penn.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, God.
That's insane. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Oh, people are so funny. Okay, let's get to some business news here. CVS, Consumer Value Stores, now known around the country as the largest pharmaceutical dispensary in the world, says it started selling cannabinoid, actually, it's called CBD for most of us. Hemp is now legal everywhere thanks to the Farm Bill, but yet states have got their heads stuck someplace where the sun doesn't shine. I'm certainly having that experience here in Massachusetts. So they're staying away, even though their headquarters are here in Massachusetts. They've decided that they will sell topical items made from CBD, like creams and sprays and roll-ons, lotions, salves, that sort of thing, in Alabama, California, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, and Tennessee. They said that they're not selling any CBD-containing supplements or food additives. Quote, we've partnered with CBD product manufacturers that are complying with applicable laws, meet CVS's high standards, yada, 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 yada. No. Well, yes and no. Yes, they're complying with good standards, but this is the hottest stuff. This going forward, take my word for it, because I'm doing a lot of work investigating this because of the businesses that we're entering into on my farm. I was told, and I believe this, from four different sources, that the need or the desire or the fulfilling of demand for any of the CBD or hemp oil products or hemp products in general, 1/1,000th of the potential sales and usage of anything from hemp has been reached at this point. We have only met the needs of 1 out of 1,000 people who want to use hemp products. Can you imagine? And that's what these guys are getting into this for, because they see it. The drug companies are trying to get into it. The tobacco companies are going to get into this and marijuana, more marijuana. But they're all over it because it works. Hello? Ding, ding, ding. This stuff, I'm here to tell you, this put the drug companies right out of business. Because as soon as you try this, I don't know if the ladies have tried, I think you have all in one way or another, but putting the salve on, I have had some issues with my shoulder this week, and I've been putting this on in addition to getting a little physical therapy, and it makes it like, I don't want to say it like new, but it certainly administers what I want to have happen without any implication or any use of any drugs of any kind. There's no drug, there's no THC in this stuff. It's fabulous. I'm not here to sell you. I'm just telling you that CVS is smart as hell, and you wait a week and Walgreens will be making the same announcement because they don't want to fall behind in this. It's a big, big business. I think CVS is on, CVS is on the cutting edge a little more than Walgreens, aren't they? Because they were the first ones to stop selling tobacco products, things like that.
I still think they're the only ones, right? I think you can still buy cigarettes at Walgreens and other places, but CVS.
Yes, I think you're right. Yeah. It's big business. Big, big business. Good for them. Let me remind you, invite you, maybe more than remind you, to make sure that next week, even though I'm not going to be here in regular form on the program from stem to stern, I will be on the air with you from time to time, depending on how good things are, Kara, technologically, from Ireland. I've been invited with four or five other talk radio folks from around the country to travel to Ireland. I was just told by, and I thought, I'll look at this map again, but I will never question, because of her Irish roots, Victoria telling me, she said, where am I flying into? I'm flying into Shannon, and then we're going to Dublin. Somebody's going to pick me up in Shannon and drive me there.
Oh, so you're the other, okay.
Is it? I don't even know. You know what? I haven't even looked at my
seat. You at first, I said, are you flying into Dublin or Shannon? And you said, I'm flying into Dublin, and someone's driving me to Shannon. And I said, why? That didn't make any sense to me.
Well, what we're going to do.
If you're flying into Shannon, and then you have to get to Dublin, I guess, so you, I'm assuming that they wouldn't give you first class, and that's why you didn't fly into Dublin. Right? Is that
that's what I'm
the story behind the story?
Okay, calm down there.
Well, it's true, right?
not much for riding in the back, and I don't mean to sound like a snob. I just don't. You know, if they're going to, what do you mean, I think you and your life. Stop
Continue.
It.
Why was it cheaper
to go into one airport in first class than the other? I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Well, he's different equipment and stuff. One airport is large, the other one's not. Anyway, the point here is...
you're flying into the smaller one if you're flying into Shannon.
Yes. So, the...
yes. Again, makes no sense. I love when all of us on various topics push Doug for details, because the details usually make the story murkier, and then let's just...
which always you always accuse me of being good at burying the headline, yes. So that could be what I'm doing here. The trip is designed to help you understand what is going on. We're going to take a...
You're going to be there at such a good time with Brexit coming bubbling up.
Oh, yeah, point. Right, exactly. Well, a couple of the characters that I'm traveling with are in themselves kind of people that make
this
an interesting
trip. Who's going with you? Do we know?
A lady named Kate Delaney, who I've known for a long time. She does a program on another network. She's been very involved for quite a long time doing this sort of thing. Victoria Jones is going. Let's see, who else is going? I don't remember who's going. Why do you distract me? I'm trying to tell you what we're doing.
What are you going
to
be doing?
The itinerary is to start in Shannon and drive all around the country, end up in Dublin. That's kind of what we spend
a different night
in every. It's a new circular tour that goes all around the outside of Ireland. And at this time of year, it'll be kind of nice. So that'll be a way for me to fill my heart with Ireland so I can fill your heart with Ireland. 47 after the hour here on the DJB program.
Did you know that endometriosis affects 1 in 10 women and girls in America? I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and Board Chair of Women in Government. This March is National Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a chronic disease that causes severe pain during and between periods. Sadly, women can suffer for up to 6 to 10 years before being diagnosed. Talk to your doctor if you're suffering from pelvic pain that interferes with your life. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. And to get you on track, they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Automobile. I don't know how they say it in Greece. Our pal Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com. He's been traveling around recently. He was at the Atlanta Auto Show. Then he went to Greece to drive some car that is probably Greek. I'm not sure. I don't know if there are any Greek cars, though. We'll have to get to that in a matter of moments. Plus my story of a ride in a new Tesla and the whiplash that I have to deal with. I have my head in a brace. All right, tell that story in a moment. First, though, Kelley Blue Book announcing the best family cars of the year. Mike Muzio, managing editor for KelleyBlueBook.com, KBB.com, shares some of the interesting trends going on in this year's choices.
There's one thing you won't find on our 2019 list, and that's sedans. Sales trends and consumer preferences continue to show that more shoppers are looking to SUVs and minivans when shopping for a confident ride, roomy cabin, and comfortable seats to keep the family happy while on the move.
Everyone wants a safe car, but Kelley Blue Book says that family car shoppers keep safety top of mind.
This year we've noticed increased consumer interest in advanced safety features like adaptive headlights and rear cross-traffic alert. Other standout features include teen driver monitoring and an exit alarm that warns passengers if a vehicle is approaching from behind.
To see the vehicles that made the best family cars of 2019 list, visit KBB.com. Now you're in the know.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
All right, Doug Stephan here with Nick Miles from Our Auto Expert. So you've been you travel all the time anyway. You go from one of these auto shows to another. Do you find that there is a difference, or are you seeing the same cars pretty much across the board, whether you're here in America, or didn't you go to a car show in Greece last week?
I was in Greece, actually, driving the Land Rover Range Rover Evoque, which was a bunch of fun. They've sold many.
Was it really? I think those are the ugliest pieces of crap. I love Range Rovers, as you know, but those Evoques look like somebody just stepped on them.
They actually did a good job in redesigning it. They knew what was wrong with it. They knew the things that... it's not hugely redesigned, so you'll still recognize it as an Evoque. But here's the deal. This is the city dweller's version of a Range Rover. Probably the most off-roading you'll ever do with it is curb it. So it's kind of made for the people who like to go out on the weekends and have a good time but need to be able to park it and look good as well. And parking an underground parking lot, you know, a full-size Range Rover is not the easiest thing to park.
No, that's very true. But those Evoques, you have to lay down in the back seat in order to be able to fit into it, I think, if I remember correctly.
Well, that's true, but there are plenty of other cars that are... They actually made the back seat much bigger this time.
Did they?
Which is much better. Yeah, they made it much bigger. It's actually got some really cool technology, Doug. If you drive... I drove across a bridge across the Corinthian Canal in Greece on a railway bridge. And it had those side guards on it, and I was able to use this thing called clear sight ground view, which actually takes the camera and allows you to see what's under the car. It sort of takes the hood away. I could see the wheels as they were driving and where they were sitting on the road, which was really useful because I really didn't want to plunge 600 meters into the water.
You can understand that. I was in a Tesla Model S this week. A friend of mine has a new one, and I was amazed at how I thought it was flimsy, very light. I didn't realize it was made out of aluminum, but it does seem kind of thin. But man, that thing, in 3 seconds he had it at 60 miles an hour. I had a whiplash. Is that what they're known for?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Tesla, I mean, they've done a great job in those sort of things, like 0 to 60 in 3 or 1.5 seconds, depending on which one you want. The biggest problem is that electric motor isn't built to repeat that time and time and time again. You know, if you get yourself a V8 Dodge Challenger out there, you could do that 100 times on a drag strip. Unfortunately, your Tesla won't take a beating like that. It does it, but it won't repeat it. It's not 100% every time, and that's the downfall with it. But, you know, who does it 150 times in an hour?
Exactly.
Maybe you and I, but that's about it.
So, manual transmission, you've got about 30 seconds here, on the way out. I love manual transmissions, but you can't find them anymore, right?
Yeah, that's the Honda are the only ones. Honda are the only ones still making them. I see it as now any millennial can steal my car if it's automatic. Before, when it was manual, you know, you're pretty safe with anybody stealing off the side of the road. It's just a lifestyle. We all sit in traffic all the time, and I think that most people have decided that they...
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.